If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everyone. At the beginning of the show, I told you about an event that's coming up in Pennsylvania, Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, at the Seven Springs Mountain Resort with Mother Earth News. I'm speaking there, and one of the real stars that will be speaking there is a fella that I've met a few times. We haven't gotten to be great close friends, but I've been an admirer of his writings and his work for a long time. Joel Saladin is the owner of Polyface Farms with his family, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Joel.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things at the farm?
Well, we're hot here.
We're a roller coaster here. We're cool this morning.
Really? Well, it's heading our way, I know. But, boy, we've been in the 90s the last few days, and for, you know, heading into the middle of September, you know, we're our normal, if you look at our historical frost date, is September 15. So we're 4 days away from our historic frost date. We're in the 90s and can't get it below about 65 at night. So, anyway,
it's
a pretty
strange
time.
It's been strange. I've gotten a lot of questions, and I've seen a lot of things with plants this year that are a little bit out of the ordinary, and I think it's because of all the huge amount of rain that we had early on, and then it got super, super hot, and then we've had some cool spells and just been roller coastering back and forth. The plants have been kind of mixed up.
Yes, I agree. We, in Virginia, we've almost lost our apple crop this year with a real late frost in the spring after everything had been set fruit.
Oh, yeah.
And apples are almost non-existent, and peaches are double priced. So we're having a bit of a fruit time. Of course, the mulberries come through. They always do. And
that's an underused plant. A lot of people call me about how to get rid of it because the birds make a mess. But the fruit is so delicious, and it's better for you than most other fruit that you can eat, I think.
Oh, absolutely. The the amount of antioxidants. You know, it's a real deep colored. You know, all your purples, your deep blueberries.
Yeah.
And mulberries, the stuff is it's like taking a supplement pill, and boy, what a way to take it!
Well, a lot of people in my audience know who you are, of course, from all your writings and speaking engagements and all that. How'd you get started in the first place? Were you a chemical guy in the beginning and then converted, or have you always been into what you're doing now?
Well, I'm privileged. I say that I'm genetically weird. My grandfather, my dad's father in Indiana, was a charter subscriber to Rodale's Organic Farming and Gardening magazine back in, 1949, I think, when it started. It was right in there in 49.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, interestingly, that magazine didn't take off. But when he started it, he called it Organic Farming and Gardening, and it didn't go. And then he switched it to Organic Gardening and Farming, put gardening in front of farming. And then it took off.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather was a very early adherent at that time, and had, you know, compost piles and all sorts of cool things in a big garden there. And my dad got his, you know, kind of ecology bent from him, and I got it from dad. And so so I don't have that conversion experience. I was already, you know, I just grew up weird. And in the late 60s and early 70s, you know, my goodness, we were, you know, all of our, it was funny, you know, our spiritual situation was that we're conservative Christians, but all of our farming friends were a bunch of hippies, you know, and we'd have marijuana here and there. They were, you know, it was all the time of the beaded, bearded, braless, back to the land movement of the early 70s. And so I just grew up in this very eclectic, eclectic forum.
Well, you made a great point in your talk. I got to hear it at the last Mother Earth event about the clientele of Mother Earth News is kind of 50-50 of those two groups that you just talked about.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And there's the main thing is that there are not a lot of lukewarm at Mother Earth News. You're either a rabid socialist or you're a rabid self-reliance conservative. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, it's fascinating to me to meet all the different people that are there, because you can literally meet any kind of character you want to at the event, and they're huge events. This first one that I was involved in was the one here just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah, in Belton, Texas.
Yeah, and good grief, I was impressed by the turnout. You know, these other gardening events and home and garden shows and things like that are, you know, kind of lukewarm and not that big a deal. Man, this Mother Earth News bunch, they bring in the people, and a lot of them come a long way to come to the events.
They do. Well, a lot of people don't realize there are six of those events now nationwide, and so they have one in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, and that was the first one, and that was started because the people who own the Seven Springs Resort in Pennsylvania own Ogden Publications.
Right. We stayed there last year before I got involved with Mother Earth. My daughter and her husband went up and toured around in New England. We started in Pittsburgh, went across to Philly, and we actually stayed in the Seven Springs. And it's a fascinating place. And then we learned about who owned it later on. Here we are going back to it in a couple of weeks. Are you speaking Sunday?
Yes, I'm speaking Sunday. At 9:30, I'll be doing a salad bar beef workshop for 90 minutes.
Okay.
And then at 4 o'clock, I'll do my my Benchmarks of Truth deal there as a closer. They've kind of put me on as the closer every time. I go to all six of them, and and they're just wonderful. They do have different flavors, though. I mean, the one out in the Northwest, out in now it's in Oregon. It was in Puyallup, Washington. Now it's in Oregon. You know, it has a different flavor, and you'll see different, you know, kind of different exhibitor types. But thematically, they're the same, obviously.
Sure.
But it really is fascinating to see all the different things in different parts of the country. And
well, there's a huge number of speakers, and the diversity is just incredible on the speaker level too, not just the attendees. And so people can learn about all kind of equipment, big equipment, small equipment, and doing everything in the world. One of my callers earlier this morning was asking me about biochar. It's one of the things I've never done myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that there'll probably be somebody at this event talking about that or with some knowledge about it.
Oh yes, and I don't have the flyer, the schedule sitting right in front of me, but I'm sure you can jump on the Mother Earth News website, I'm sure, and get the actual
all the speakers listed.
At this
there.
Stage of the game, the itinerary is certainly there,
mm-hmm.
And yes, you're right. They've got this truly is something for everybody. There is something there that everybody can enjoy and learn from. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, I know you speak a lot. Who runs the farm while you're gone? Does all your family just chip in and take over when you're not there?
Well, our son, Daniel, who is 35, has pretty much taken the helm of day-to-day operations.
Okay.
So he's the one that handles things on a day-to-day basis. I work for him. I still have my chores and things that I do. I'm here two-thirds of the time. I had a guy yesterday. I was doing a speech at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's home. They have a big
I love that place.
Harvest festival there.
Yeah.
Had about 4,000 people, and I was doing a book signing, and the guy next to me said, "You know, do you ever do any farming?" And I opened my hands, you know, and I said, "Look at these hands." And he he rubbed my calluses. He says, yep, you're still farming. So I never want to lose those hands. Those hands are my signature, and that's where I get all my inspiration anyway. So
what do you tell? I tell you what, we're going to need to take a break here in a minute. Can you stay with me through the break?
Sure.
I'd like to ask you to address something. One of the common questions that I get is, how can I get started going this route of soil improvement, the natural organic techniques and all that? And from a farming standpoint, I'd like for you to just give some advice to people who may be thinking about it, and what's a good first step way to go.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right, I'll put you on hold here, and we'll be back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, visiting with Joel Saladin. We're going to be together speaking at this Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. It's on our website. It's on Mother Earth News website. All the information there. I hope you can join us. Stick around. I'll be back, and we'll talk with Joel just a little bit right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're visiting this morning with one of the country's great educators and farmer, a rancher himself, Joel Salatin. Joel, thanks for staying with us. I'd kind of like for you, if you don't mind, to give people a little bit of a tip about if they're out there with some acreage and want to get into farming and doing the kind of things you do, and they're doing it the other way now. What's your best tip for getting started?
Well, best thing I know is first of all, you gotta join the tribe. And I don't mean you gotta, you know, be baptized into the tribe, but I do mean that you need to start doing some sleuthing and some reading on alternative things.
Sure.
You know, knowledge is the beginning of experimentation. And so if you've been reading whatever, you know, the Monsanto material, you need to start looking at some of the alternative stuff, you know, some of the things that your friends have made fun of maybe, and just start reading a little bit, and that'll give you, you'll find there's some vision, and the vision will carry you through the next, which is what I call some testing. I'm a big believer in dipping your toe in the water, you know, and testing is a big deal, so try something on a small scale if you're interested in, you know, in controlled grazing. Don't go out and, you know, and fence your whole farm. Do a corner, couple acres or 3 acres, and do it by the textbook, and see in a year you'll be able to see, you know, is this nuts or does it work? And what happens then is that your confidence level builds. And all of us, you know, when you're starting down a new path, you're naturally timid, you're naturally concerned, a little bit fearful. And so if you're going to continue down that path, you need some positive tests to build your confidence level. And then as your confidence level increases, then you simply expand what you're doing. If you're, you know, if you've just, if you don't know if these organic fertilizers will work in your lawn, well, you know, cut off a little section of it. Do a test for a year. See what Does it stay greener longer? Do the earthworms come in? Does the grass thicker? What does it look like? And and once your confidence builds, then you're ready to proceed.
Well, that's exactly how I got started. I started reading everything I could get my hands on, you know, from Rodale stuff to everybody else's. And it just, I bought it hook, line, and sinker the first time it was presented to me. My little girl, when she was, who's my announcer, by the way, when she was 9 months old, she did what all kids do. She bent over and picked up things and stuck them in her mouth. And it made me not want to have toxic chemicals around. Well, at that point, that was 1985. I didn't know what organic gardening was.
Yeah.
And so I just started reading, started meeting people like Malcolm Beck and John Dromgoole and other people, and they explained the concept to me of building this life in the soil, which is what we try to teach as the main component, and I know that you do too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but the thing is, you know, we come, our orthodoxy today in agriculture is that life is fundamentally mechanical. It's not biological.
Right.
And mechanical means that we can, you know, we can fix it. We can,
it's controllable. We can,
It's highly predictable, controllable, and we can just add this chemical or that chemical or take away this or that, and or even, you know, with physical manipulation. And we can just fix this kind of stuff, like, you know, like fixing cancer with surgery and things like that, and so this mechanical idea permeates, you know, all of our thought. And so as soon as you start down this path of the biology of it, it's a whole new world, you know. And I understand how intimidating it can be when you start into a new thought process and a new world, especially if your friends and your family think you're nuts as you start down that
path.
Right. And so, so at some point, you've got to play with it enough on a small scale, discreetly. Don't tell anybody if you don't want to. I mean, when we did our first pig pasture, you know, we didn't know how it was going to work, and so we put it way up, you know, away from the house where nobody could see it, half a mile away. So if it was a failure, nobody would see it. I mean, that's typical. You know, that's just being.
Peer pressure is very powerful. There's no question about it. I think it's one of the biggest holdbacks of getting people into this. Well, one of the great ways to learn about this stuff is to come to the event. It's Friday, September the 23rd through Sunday, September the 25th. Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. Joel Saladin will be one of the main speakers there. I'll be there, and you can learn. Joel's books will be there. They do a great job having all the speakers' books at this event. Joel, I really enjoyed being with you today. Thanks, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, Howard. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you in Pennsylvania.
I got a quick tip for you.
Okay.
A new movie I told my audience about earlier, you need to go see. Sully just started yesterday. And on this date to remember, 9/11 today, it's great to see a movie about a real hero.
Yes, I agree. And Tom Hanks is hard to beat.
Oh, man, and the direction's good.
He hasn't done too many poor ones.
It's great. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it highly. We'll see you at the event.
Thank you, Howard. Bye.
All righty, that's Joel Saladin, and he knows his stuff on this controlled grazing, natural organic approach. He, as you heard, he does fruit as well as all kinds of animals. He's come up with all kinds of innovations. He's got a lot of books and really into what we talk about here, and knows a heck of a lot more about farming and ranching than I do. I just kind of pass on what I learn from people like him. We'll get back to the phones, I promise, right after this break. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I apologize for those of you who have been holding so long, but we had to talk to Joel there. If somebody had been holding a long time, dropped off a minute ago, too, and if you call back, let David know, and I'll try to move you up in the queue here. Here's Ann in Sanger, Texas. Hi, Ann.
Hi, I'm so glad to be able to talk with you.
What can I do for you?
I'm new to the... Hello, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. I'm new to this area, to the Dallas area, and I've got some park squabber tomatoes out, and they've been doing great. And the last couple of weeks, the bottom... The stems and leaves are turning yellow and dying. I've been cutting them off, but I use the Garrett juice I spray them with, and I was wondering if there was anything else I could be doing. And I know, of course, we have a lot of rain, and then we have a lot of hot weather.
Yeah.
And so that was my reason for calling until yesterday. Yesterday, I put out my multipurpose organic fertilizer, and they're pellets. It isn't granulated.
Uh-huh.
And I have a large yard. I put out about 40 pounds. And all of a sudden, I look up, and my German Shepherd is having a real good snack of all these tasty little pellets. And so probably, you know, I have no idea of knowing how much. I'm guessing 2 to 3 tablespoons. A couple hours later, of course, she threw it all up, and it was right. black, and I was guessing from the iron. And I did get her to eat supper and drink water. This morning, she's not interested in food at all. And I was just wondering if there was anything I should be giving her, or if it's toxic to her.
No, the only...
bag doesn't even...
The only thing, eating organic fertilizer that's a blend is not anything that's, advisable, but it's not going to be harmful. There is an organic fertilizer, though, that can be dangerous, and that's corn gluten meal. And I've had some reports of little bitty dogs getting into a bag of it and eating it, and it's so high in protein, it can really mess them up. But the blends,
that
especially... if they threw it up, and hopefully the dog will learn from that. Our new dog, Hazel, likes to eat the ginkgo fruit on the ground. We have a female giant ginkgo, and she's learned the hard way now not to eat them anymore. She'll play with them, but she only ate them and threw up real bad one time. So I don't think it's anything to worry about. Now, back to your tomato plants. Every gardener has what you're experiencing, and that's the lower foliage turning yellow and it moving up the plant. Happening at this time of the year is really not surprising at all. A lot of people have it happen much earlier in the season. It's called early blight or southern blight, some people will call it. Now, you can help postpone it, and it sounds like you've done a pretty good job already by using the whole ground cornmeal as a fertilizer, a soil improvement around the plants. You can add a cornmeal juice, soak cornmeal in water, strain the solids out, add it to the Garrett juice mixture, and spray the foliage with it. That'll help to keep the disease from moving too fast as well. But it's very common. Everybody has it to some degree. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Getting it this late in the season is not that big a deal.
Wonderful. Well, I feel so much better, especially about my German Shepherd.
I don't watch. Is it her, boy or girl?
A girl, yeah. She's a 70-pound German Shepherd.
Okay.
That is just my life.
Okay. Well, just
and,
keep an eye on her.
I was up with her all night just watching her. And she isn't wanting to eat this morning, but I just kind of figured that was because whatever she ate, all those granules, probably has got her stomach pretty upset.
Yeah, it's not the best thing. Just keep an eye on her, and if she's try to change that behavior or getting into it. But if you water it in real well so it sinks on down into the turf and into the soil, that she won't be able to get a hold of it, and I don't think it'll be a problem long-term for you at all.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you so very much. I'm so thrilled that I found your station. Back in, you mentioned you started all this in 85. Back in 85, I was out in the panhandle of Texas, and I didn't know a dirt from a stone. And I found Jerry Baker on the radio.
Yeah.
And I ended up having the most beautiful yard in the world through natural uses and organic. And so I'm so thrilled to find you.
Well, I appreciate you being there, and call us again, okay?
Thank you so much for your help, Howard.
Thank you, Ann.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jerry Baker was an interesting guy. He did do some good things and recommended some interesting and good organic techniques, but he would throw in – he always kind of made my head spin because he would also tell people to use these incredibly toxic sprays, especially on fruit trees and things like that, and he kind of would mix it together. The guys that are currently on the radio that recommend the chemicals, you know, they're 100% chemical, so – You know that you don't want to do any of that they're talking about. Jerry had his great points and good points and some issues with some of the things that he recommended. Francisco in Chicago next. Hello, Francisco.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking up my call.
Yes, sir.
I just moved into this house 6 months ago. And I've been working with the lawn.
Okay.
And the last 2 weeks, when we had the real hot weather, I got a bunch of yellow spots. And I've noticed in the neighborhood a lot of yards looking the same way. I dug in about 6-8 inches, and I did not see any grubs.
Okay. Probably just got a little dry would be my guess, Francisco. Is there any chance of that?
Could be.
Just be a little more, when it gets real hot like that, just be a little bit more careful with your watering. If you use the natural organic techniques that we recommend, the organic fertilizers and everything, you'll have an easier time with that because the moisture, one of the things that comes along with this organic approach is that the moisture stays in the soil at a good level for a longer period of time. And especially if you're seeing everybody have the same kind of symptoms and you've had that weather issue like that, I think it's just a temporary thing with dryness. You could overcome it with just a little bit more careful watering. And then long-term, use the organic fertilizers. And I think you'll be fine.
All right. I need to get some topsoil to level off my yard.
Uh-huh.
Would you suggest regular topsoil?
No, what I recommend for that is not topsoil, but compost. If you get some compost and use it to put it out on the turf and take a hard garden rake and turn it upside down and just rake it around,
yes,
so it goes into the low spots. It's a better way of leveling than using soil. The second best way would be to get a soil from one of the sand and gravel companies in your area that matches the existing soil on your property as closely as possible. But my best recommendation there is use compost instead of soil.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to, where am I going next? Rolene, is that correct? Vernal, Utah?
Yes. Good morning, Rolene.
How are you?
I'm great. I called you I know you're backed up, so I called a couple of weeks ago about making the peonies bed and removing the sod.
Mm-hmm.
We have that completed. It's about 1,000 square feet, and we have to have almost all the amendments shipped in to our area.
Okay.
And so I found a granite place for your decomposed granite.
Yeah.
It's in Salt Lake. It's about a 3-3.5 hour drive. Went in yesterday, and when I called, and they said, yes, they had it. And so I go out to get it. And when I get there, the manager didn't have a clue what I was talking about. He's never heard of it. For use in a soil amendment, they have crushed fines. They have different sizes. But he said that kind of granite is used to become a permanent trail or pathway.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, what is decomposed granite that I should use in the soil?
Well, he's right. We use it for pathways, and some people use it for even driveways and all. I've got it as walkways in my place, and I only discovered using it as a soil amendment about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a little longer. And we mixed it into potting soils, and we mixed it into the bed preparation along with the lava and green sand and compost and all that. And the beds where I used it have been more productive than where I haven't used it. So, yes, it can be used and compacted and made a hard surface situation for, you know, a sitting area or a walkway or whatever. But when it's tilled into the soil and with other amendments, it makes a wonderful soil amendment. It's good even in potting soils. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it they only know it by crushed fines. Is it the same thing?
Well, crushed fines will be a little bit different, and it's still fine to use. In fact, it'd be real good. But crushed fines means generally that it's nothing but 100% granite rock. The decomposed granite is actually mined out of the ground. It's dug out of the ground, and it's not processed in any way. And it has granite rock and some soil mixed together in it. And that's one of the reasons why it's good for growing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So do you have any idea where I've been on the internet? This is the first one that popped up, and then they didn't know.
Well, the granite fines, if that's all you can get a hold of, I think that'll be fine for the bed preparation. I've used it in soil preparation also.
Do I get it in the powder form or the very finest that I can?
I think that the finer it is, the better it is as far as providing any mineral nutrients and that sort of thing.
Are you allowed to suggest a source online where I can actually find the real deep
I don't have any problem with it at all, but I don't know anybody specifically. All you can do is just contact the feed stores, the farm stores, the sand and gravel people, and just, you know, stay on the phone and find somebody that, that has the decomposed granite.
It's actually mined and has soil with it. That will help me a great deal.
The stuff that we use, Rolene, actually comes from Texas. It comes from Marble Falls, Texas, which is down south Texas, south central Texas.
Okay.
But that decomposed granite is also available from mines in other parts of the country.
Okay.
Who would have it specifically? I don't know. If you can't find it, just use the ground up granite the granite finds.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great Sunday.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Let's take a break. I hear the birds flying in the window. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you were holding a long time and had to go to somewhere, if you had to go to church, you may not get back in time. But if you do get back, let them know in there, and I'll move you up in the queue. Back after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3. The only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you, and when you hear somebody hang up, you can jump on here at 866-444-3478. We're going to Bosque County and talk to Danny now. Hey, Danny.
Hey, morning, Howard. I enjoyed your guest. We retired from Dallas down to the country about 5 years ago, and the biggest problem with most of these farmers down here, or ranchers, I guess I should say, is just huge egos. They think that since they have lots of land, they whatever they say goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's been an interesting sidebar to this, is just big egos.
Yeah, I think when people ask me what the biggest holdup for getting people to convert, you know, a lot of times people think it's the grants from the big chemical companies, you know, to the universities and things like that. But I think it's the inability of saying I was wrong and changing, doing something different and changing and doing something that the peers, your peers, aren't doing. And that's what you're running into there.
And another thing, I'm not sure where this has gone, but I read somewhere that Bayer, which is based in France or somewhere, is looking at buying Monsanto. I don't know where that's going, but had you heard that?
Yeah, that's been being talked about for a while. I'm not sure where it is, but there's just more consolidation and bigger companies happening, you know, kind of across the board.
Well, here's my problem in my little old teeny 100 acres here in Bosque County. The other day, we have a long walk, concrete walk, and all of a sudden a bunch of caterpillars are walking across it, and I squish them, and then there's another wave and another wave and another wave, and I put out some DE to try to kill them and everything. And I guess they're either army worms or cut worms. I can't see where they're eating. My concern is for next year. I have birds. My goodness, thank goodness for my birds. I have mockingbirds. We have a big crop of baby cardinals this year. The birds are in my yard like chickens, eating these worms. And I'm so thankful for them, and hopefully they're controlling it. I just can't. The only thing that I can see that's being gnawed on is the end of some hackberry trees out on the fence line, and that's the only thing that really looks chewed on. But my concern is for next year, what do I have to do? Just hope maybe this is a unique wave of these things and the birds are catching them. What to do for next year?
Well, if you think back and look at the timing of when you first started seeing them, the thing that I would do is mark on your calendar to release a trichogram of wasps next year at that time. And just in general, you know, we're always telling everybody, all gardeners and farmers and ranchers, to put out trichogram of wasps and beneficial nematodes early in the spring when all the new foliage is coming out. In your case, you might want to do it at that time and then a second release at this timing just before you saw this event. It may be a little different next year, so it's a little bit of a guessing game, but the trichogramma wasp would definitely help you. BT products, if you spray cutworms, army worms are what you're dealing with. The BT sprays, that would be a case where I would say, you know, by all means, spray that, and it'd kill them right away as they feed.
I don't know where to put it. I don't know where to put it, Howard, because I can't really see. I guess maybe because of the water and the green, maybe they're not, they're eating but not pulling stuff back where I can see damage.
Yeah.
But I don't see where they're eating. You know, that's my problem. That's what scares me. I don't know where they're coming from.
Well, they may. With your natural program there, you may get all the control you need from the birds and just leave it up to them for next year. If they're doing a good job this year, they probably will do a good job for you next year, too.
Do they come from caterpillar? I mean, from butterflies or moths? Where do the eggs come from?
Yeah, it's a moth. It's the larva of a moth.
Okay. I haven't seen a big infestation of moths. Actually, the whole insect population for the water we've had this year has been kind of low for me. And, you know, I'm including the paper wasp and everything. I mean, everything's been kind of slow this year considering the growth we've had. It's just a weird circumstance.
So yeah.
I guess I'll hope the birds help me. And then if not, just try to spray the yard with the BT.
BT, if you actually are seeing the worms doing some damage, but like I said, the prevention is the trichogramma wasp. Now, you use them on the whole 100 acres, may not be cost effective, but if you have certain areas you want to protect, you know, you can put them in those areas. You can also get the trichogramma wasps and put them out in a lot less concentrated way than the manufacturers recommend and still get some benefit on an acreage situation. But I would
This is just 2 acres. Our yard is only 2 acres. And this seems to be, like I said, where the concentration is, because I mowed the other day and the birds were, like I said, they were excited about it because they have come down an even heavier concentration.
Yeah.
But they're all over my yard. It looks like I have chickens.
Well, just let that continue. If you want to do the prevention, 2 acres wouldn't be too expensive to treat the whole thing with the trichogramma wasps. I don't know which way I would go.
Late presentation.
I'm not sure which way I'd go. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'd do a late presentation for the wasps. Put them out now.
You could, but that will only help you with the ones still coming later. It won't help with the existing caterpillars at all. The only thing that'll kill the existing caterpillars is the spinosad spray or the BT spray, Bacillus thuringiensis.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate you always.
Appreciate the call, and keep me posted. And I hope your birds continue to take care of the problem for you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break here, and then we'll start the third hour. If your radio station doesn't get the third hour, you can listen on the live streaming on dirtdoctor.com. We have podcasts there. You can hear past shows. We also have an app, the Dirt Doctor app, another way to listen to Dirt Doctor Radio. We'll be back after this.